Hi, everybody. This is Sharon Jeffers. Welcome to the Mystic Oracle Show. I have a guest today. I'm so happy to tell you. I have Bill Bradshaw, my friend, who is an amazing astrologer. We're going to start out the show by talking a little bit about astrology and what's going on with planets right now. Huh?
My favorite thing to do.
Hey, yes, Sharon, thank you for being here.
Oh, it's my pleasure. My pleasure. So, yeah, we got a lot of things to talk about. You know, I think it was really interesting that, you know, right as we speak right now, Mars is just coming up over the ascendant here in L.A. And I'm sure, you know, Mars is all about sometimes anger and frustration and things that aren't working out.
And how about car accidents?
Well, yes. You know, usually you add a little flavor of Mercury and Uranus to that, a little Mars, and you got a car accident.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Well, almost everyone I know has been in a car accident lately, including me.
Well, you know, the interesting thing is, you know, right now there's not a lot of what we call squares in astrology, which is a 90-degree angle between two planets that cause a lot of delays, restrictions, things like that. And what we have a lot of right now are oppositions, where planets are opposing each other. And usually during that time, we find that the opposition is trying to bring awareness to us for some reason. So, you know, we find, you know, a car accident. What is the universe trying to say? What is it trying to wake you up to? You know, was it your fault? Were you sitting there and doing nothing and you got hit? Or were you driving and made a mistake? What is the universe showing you? And so I think that a lot of times when these experiences happen beyond our control, you know, we're sitting there in a, I think in your case, Sharon, did you get rear-ended a few weeks ago?
I did get rear-ended. I got the message. I made a commitment to respond to it. It was about being visible. And the next day, I was hugely rewarded for stepping up to the plate. So
yes,
I totally get what you're saying.
Yes, and this is exactly how the planets are set up right now. And that's why I wanted to ask you in your case, because you're a perfect example. Because what is happening right now, and, you know, this is only going to happen once in our lifetime, and we're being given the opportunity to right now to tap into our unconscious and our conscious and hear that little voice inside of us that's telling us the changes that we have to make about ourselves so we can evolve into a more ascended spirit. And those people that are hearing it and are responding to it and acknowledging it and doing the work, whether it's mental, physical, whatever it is, to do what they have to do, the universe is you know, rewarding with such huge and wonderful energies and gifts and feelings of peace and contentment and optimism and abundance and all these great things if we're hearing it. And if you're noticing a lot of people that are still stuck, God bless them, and they're not hearing it yet, you know, they're finding that their lives are still continuing to unravel or to spiral down. You know, Pluto's been sitting at 29 degrees of Sagittarius for, you know, about a week now.
Mm-hmm.
This is the final degree. And 30 degrees of Sagittarius is actually the world axis point. Which means that these changes are global. They must be global.
Right.
And they also indicate that the changes that are coming over the next 10 to 12 year period while Pluto transits through Capricorn, it's all these changes must take place and manifest.
Okay, hold that thought right there.
Okay.
Because I want to just say, you know, if you just tuned in, you're listening to the Mystic Oracle Radio Show. This card is actually based on the Mystic Science of the Cards. If you're new, you can go to starofthemagi.com, my website, and see that. I have my guest, Bill Bradshaw, on the line with me because I know there's so much planetary stuff going on that I wanted to talk to him about this. I want you to know that you can call into the show. The number is 877-876-5227. This would be, at this moment, pertaining to exactly what we're talking about, when Bill and I finish, I'm going to be talking about Heath Ledger's death, and we're going to have open lines for readings after that. But I just wanted to clue you in. You can also send me an email if you have a question or comment about what we're talking about right now to starofthemagi@earthlink.net. Okay, so Bill, go ahead.
So, you know, I just wanted, because I know you're going to talk about Heath down the line a little bit, but let me just say this. You know, again, God bless him. I mean, he's the perfect example of what is happening right now on each one of our lives. And I'm sure over the past several years, he heard not only through his friends and through people who were close to him, but also his inner voice was telling him, look, these things you're doing are not good for you. You got to stop this. I mean, he probably had an addiction, Pluto, and he kept on taking all these different medications. They were not drugs. They were, you know, medications that were prescribed by doctors. But he knew that he was probably taking too much. He didn't listen, and he, you know, these were the circumstances. He lost his life. Now, we can look on at all of our lives on that level. Are we hearing what we're supposed to change? Because if we don't hear it when we continue on, now, does that mean we're all going to die in OD? No. It means that a part of our, you know, a part of our world is going to die. It's going to get really tough to force us to make the changes if we don't start to make them ourselves. And, you know, when we discovered planets beyond Pluto last year, you know, that opened a whole new door into our way of thinking. And what it did is it opened a door into our subconscious. It meant that it now would become easier for us to connect into our unconscious and our subconscious mind and start to work on a much deeper level to make these changes.
Mm-hmm. And I think a lot of people are making that choice.
Yes, you are seeing it in the world, and you're seeing people change, you know, what they are finding important. And what is important in life, not, you know, all the stuff and money and power, but what is truly important. That's the thing that Pluto really wants to talk about, you know. How deep does it go? How do we understand unconditional love and compassion and forgiveness and live that life instead of living the opposite Pluto, which is control and manipulation and, you know,
misuse,
not hearing
of power, right?
Say that again?
Misuse of power.
Exactly.
Yeah, because we've been, you know, seeing that quite a bit in the world.
Yes, exactly.
And it's time for that to change. So what happens then when Pluto moves into Capricorn at the end of the month?
Well, you know, what we're going to see, first of all, is all the Capricorn energies are going to start to change and transform. So we're going to start to see big business, and I believe it's going to be these big businesses that have been maybe not doing the most honest dealings, who are living in greed and manipulation of the collective consciousness, whether it's an oil company, whether it's a credit card company. You know, whatever it is, you're going to see these large companies that have, you know, been strong for the past 10, 15, some 20, even longer, are going to start to falter.
Uh-huh.
And you're going to know exactly who's who.
And what about for the common person?
You're going to start noticing that a lot of the old structures that do not serve us any longer, the old foundations that were false, are going to start to crumble away.
Mm-hmm.
These are the things that Saturn rules in our lives. It rules our foundation, how it rules the mountain that we stand on, our strength, our courage.
That's the Capricorn.
Yes, it also rules the work that we do, the hard work that we do. So you're going to see a lot of people now really working hard to make huge changes in this world. And you're going to see a lot of governments and all the structure in this world, if it doesn't serve us any longer, it's going to start to crumble.
Now, there's a...
Go ahead.
Sorry. There's a... You know, there's been a lot of that going on more and more this past year.
Yeah.
I know in the cards, when a cycle is changing and new cards are coming, whether it be a 7-year cycle, 4-year cycle, 1-year cycle, whatever... depending on the length of the cycle coming, mm-hmm. and the gravity that it really has in somebody's life, you start feeling those changes before that cycle actually comes into time. So is it the same way with Pluto?
Yeah.
Like Pluto's in Sagittarius, but as it moves closer to Capricorn, those things have already started manifesting.
Yeah, we're going to start seeing the clues start to show. Because what happens, especially in the slowest moving planet like Pluto, you know, we have a thing in astrology called a conjunction. It's when two planets come together, or when,
right.
when a planet hits the cusp of the new sign and it conjuncts that first degree. Well, what happens is the conjunction starts to occur 7 to 10 degrees before it actually makes the actual conjunction. So it starts sending us the clues and telling us, you know.
Okay, I want to make a request that you don't, that you keep this really simple, because a lot of people listening don't know anything about astrology.
Okay,
and when
I'll
they start hearing degrees and this and that and the other thing, their brains switch off.
Right. So so basically what I'm saying is it's like when a conjunction is when two points in the heaven, two planets, they meet each other, and the energies start to show themselves before the conjunction actually occurs.
Right. It's like when you feel you're going to meet someone, you start feeling them coming.
Yes.
Or it's
yes.
the same in the cards, that the things start happening. So what about Mars? What is Mars up to?
Well, Mars is the planet that's causing a lot of the frustration and the anger that's a result of things not working out, because it's opposing Pluto. So
Mars opposing Pluto. That sounds like war.
Well, you know, that is. It's war is more like Saturn opposing Pluto. You know, when we went into Iraq, that's what was occurring. Now, when it's Mars, it's more of a abuse. Sometimes it can be a sexual abuse, because Mars is also the planet of the sexual act, of the energy of sex.
Right.
It could be manipulation, so people are, you know, just clawing to hang on to their power. They're manipulating and they're lying and they're out of their anger and they're, and so that's all this energy. And what's going to happen is, you know, usually when the planet comes off the opposition, it's like, you know, everything hits the fan.
Okay, so what's the high side of this?
The high side is that we take our power back.
Because Mars is motivation, right?
Yes, it's energy. It's the warrior. It's the one. It's all the energy we have that gets us to do things.
And Pluto's really about what's in our subconscious and underneath everything, correct?
Yes.
So wouldn't the two of them opposing each other, wouldn't that stir things up deep inside and bring them up to the surface?
It brings an awareness. Remember, the opposition is an awareness. So what's happening is we were all becoming aware that we have been manipulated, that we have been lied to, that we have been controlled over the past Pluto cycle, and it's now time to become the warrior and take our power back in our own personal lives. And the power is not doing the same thing back, which is, you know, fighting back, but it's fighting back with compassion and forgiveness and understanding of why things happen, and setting the example for those who do live in the world of manipulation, control, anger, and all that.
That's the power of transmutation.
Good way of looking at it, sure.
Yeah. Well, I really like to look at the potential and the possibility of where things go. Like, when I look at Heath's cards before, you know, we started the show, he had the death card 8 times when he died in his different cycles. 8 times.
Mm-hmm.
And he also had the Ace of Hearts, which is a new relationship, and the Six of Hearts, which is returning to the home of your soul. So it's like, you know, I like to see what's actually going on, and I'm going to talk about that more, because I want to be really sensitive about that, because I lost a son, and I know the hell that his parents are in and are about to go through. And my heart goes out to them so bigly. But, yeah, I mean, because to me, Mars and Pluto, like when I see challenging things like this showing up in somebody's cards, And for those of you who are new, when I'm talking about cards, I'm not talking about laying out cards like when you do fortune telling. I'm actually looking at a time-based system that has charts of time that are composed of the playing deck. So, Bill, when I look at the cards and I see conflicts like between Mars and Pluto in the cards or, you know, say somebody has a really tough card there, I see, okay, the highest potential of this is a huge initiation for you personally. If you don't step in and initiate this, then, you know, these influences are going to bat you around. And some of them play hardball. And I know Mars opposing Pluto.
That's playing hardball.
That's hardball, yeah.
I mean, yes, it is.
And it's also really like, it's like how I'm perceiving this, and you tell me if this is true astrologically speaking, I see that as the potential of like, you know, the experience of transmutation from the darkness to the light, being hit with like a nuclear torpedo or something. I mean, if you're ready for it, it could be a really incredible transformation. And if you're not, you could feel like you're the biggest victim in the world.
Right. Well, you know, let's look at, and it's really, because I think you're exactly right. I think we have to look at it all as that the tough things that happen to us are actually the things that ascend us into that higher vibration, I believe. And in Keith's case, I mean, what do we know? You know, I look at death much differently. I think he did go home. I think he did, you know,
yeah, but
I look,
you're not going to tell his parents that.
No, well, of course not.
That's not where home is to them, but yes, I agree. Yeah.
And he is the archetype for the whole collective right now.
Exactly.
You know, Jupiter and Pluto have been in close conjunction to one another, and you know, literally right now, and that is death. You know, Pluto is death, and Jupiter opens the door to it. So we are all, you know, on some level, it's like we are all facing it, whether we make our changes or not. And again, it doesn't have to be literal, but death, but it could mean the death of a part of us or a death of a part of our life that it no longer serves us. But I am the same way. I always, you know, when I read people with cards and all that, and, you know, the death card would come up and everybody would immediately take the negative human approaches, which most people do. And I look at the death card, you know, it came up for me the other day, and I'm going through a huge transformation. But it's the death of something that's not good. We right away think that the death is you know, it's bad, it's endings. But, you know, if you look at Heath's life, if he would have just done what those cards were telling him to do, which was let that part of yourself die that's addicted, that needs to lean on these substances instead of finding, you know, your joy and your happiness in your life, in your heart, within yourself. And he got opportunity after opportunity. And again, blessed his soul, he wasn't strong enough to, or I believe it was unconscious, because I don't believe that he
killed himself. I don't think he committed suicide. And I also, I don't see it exactly the same way, which is fine, because I know that, you know, he was having a hard time with the Batman movie that he did. He was playing the Joker, and he was having a really hard time playing that role because he couldn't get the character out of his head. And I think the character was so different from who he is that it created a real conflict for him.
Sure. It was making him face his demons, I'm sure.
Well, and sometimes, I mean, you know, I always ask people when they make choices that weren't the best choices for them, I know that in the moment they made that choice, they felt that they shouldn't be making that choice, but they made it anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Without a doubt, that is always happening.
Sure.
We always know. And I think part of what made all this difficult for him was he had such heavy, heavy, heavy influences in his cards, at least, all over the place. And, you know, when I see the Six of Spades show up in a death, I know that destiny is at work. I don't question it. I don't question what happened.
No, I think he's
because
that
card
for the collective. He's an archetype for the collective, so they can
exactly see. Because
yes,
because the Jack of Hearts shows up over and over, and this is the Christ card, and so you know his death was really for the people. You're absolutely right, for the entire world, for everyone here, and it's something for us to learn about. Now the question is, what is the learning? And that's what, you know, I see in the cards and you would see in astrology. And that's what you're talking about. I mean,
well, we have to learn exactly from him, from his mistake, even if it was fated.
I don't think it was a mistake.
Well, you know,
I don't think it was
like,
a choice.
Well, it's like it's not good, it's not bad, it's not a mistake.
It was also
it was exactly
a 9 year
right.
for him numerologically as well.
It was exactly right, but what I'm saying is that in order for the people to learn from it, instead of saying mistake, I'll say learn from it, is that it's almost like we had to see him make a, or see it in our eyes, the collective consciousness, as he made a mistake. Because if he would have just went and got some therapy, or if he would have just went and really faced his demons, he would still be alive creating beautiful art.
I don't know that that's true.
We have to learn, well,
see, I don't agree with you on that.
Well, that's okay.
I know.
There's nothing wrong with that, but I believe, you know, everything happens in this world for a reason, and there is always good that comes out of it, and what can we learn from it? So if you just say, well, if he died, it was fated.
Oh, no, I totally agree with that part.
No control. Okay.
It's the part you're saying about if he would have done this, this, and this, he wouldn't have died. That's the part I don't agree with. I don't, in my thinking, that is not true, but I don't.
I totally honor your thinking that way. And I'll tell you where I get that from is because I heard another actor that he worked with, you know, and I'm an actor, I'm in the business and everything, and another actor who is very big actor who worked with him and said, you know, I told him a year and a half ago to be careful with all those meds he was taking. Now, that's the universe sending Heath a message.
Right.
And so if he would have listened, just like the subconscious, if he would have listened to his subconscious, he maybe could have had a fighting chance, but he didn't. He just stayed in the demon because of, again, probably like you said, the movie, he was under a lot of pressure. He was playing a character that's very dark. He, you know, I know what people go through as actors. We work 15 hours, we get 3 hours of sleep, and we're back on set.
Right.
And it emotionally, after months of that, you crack up.
Well, someone very close to him said he was really happy.
Well, his daughter, he loved his daughter. He said it was the first time in his life that he had a reason to you know, want to live, he said. I mean, I saw the interview the other day on TV.
Yeah, but I can tell you from his cards, he probably was having a hard time inside because when you've got the Nine of Spades sitting on you, that's enough to make you feel a very heavy weight. He had that card 6 times.
Well, first of all, you know, because of his problem, his wife, you know, she was separated from him.
One of the things I just want to say is I want to veer away from talking about his problems, and I'll tell you why. Because he's somebody's son, and I lost a son, as you know, and I wouldn't want somebody having these kind of conversations about my son who had just died. So I don't want to have these conversations. It feels really bad for me personally.
Well, I have to say, you know, the reality of where I come from it, I understand your point. But I believe if we're going to really learn something from it, we got to get down to the nitty-gritty of it.
Right, but it's not, but it's like...
I fully respect him. I mean, I love
him. Right, no, it's about his parents. It's not about him at this moment. It's about his parents and his family. Because all of this is, you know, I just would rather keep. Let's get. We only have. We've actually gone over time because I want to leave time for people to call in. So, but I just want to know if you have anything else that you want to say in general, in the bigger picture about astrology.
Well, like I said, because of the setup, the main thing that I want everybody to remember that take away from what I said today is that you know the changes that we have to start to implement in our life for us to evolve and grow and become better human beings, more ascended, however you want to look at it, more in love. And I really want people to understand that these are the times and probably only time in your life that you will have an opportunity to let go of the past and move into the future. And so listen to that conscious voice, you know, the little voice that talks to us. You can call it your conscious, you can call it spirit. Listen and make the changes. Test it. Put some
Take
energy
the action,
into it.
Right?
Yes. And then watch to see what comes back. And if good comes back, then we know it's the universe telling us we're on the right track. We're doing the right thing when we take our power back. So it's the message I want to make clear is make the changes. As difficult as they are, in the long run, once the change is made, that is where you're going to find your bliss, your happiness, your flow, your synchronicity, because it's exactly what you're here to do and the change you're here to make.
Okay.
And Sharon, thank you so much for having me on. It was
being on.
Always so much fun talking with you. And make sure, you know, we'll be doing our feng shui show soon, and I'm sure you can tell people about that down the line.
Yes, so Bill and I are going to do, we both practice feng shui, but we practice different schools. And so, Bill, we're going to be doing a feng shui web show.
Yes.
Like a TV show on the web.
Yeah.
And, you know, as you can see, we don't always agree on everything, but we totally respect one another.
Yeah. So we'll have a cat fight out in front of the house going, no, I think they should make it red. No.
It'll be fun, and we'll keep you all posted about that. Thank you so much for taking the time to
You're
do this
than
with
welcome.
Me. And
hey,
I'll call you after the show, okay?
Right. Listen, if any of the listeners want to come and get a reading, it's themysticman.com.
Thank you so much for saying that. I almost forgot. Yes,
okay.
themysticman.com.
I love you, and I'll talk to you real soon.
I love you,
Sharon.
Too.
You
Thank
care.
You.
Take
Bye.
Bye.
So, everybody, the call-in number, 877-876-5227. I wanted to bring Bill on to talk about the astrology because I've just been seeing a lot going on around me that's pretty big and pretty dynamic, and I knew Pluto and Mars were up to something, but I thought it would be fun to have his point of view because he's an astrologer. I also have a piece that, if I have time to read, it's a short couple of paragraphs from my friend Kay Snow Davis's upcoming book that she wrote on Pluto. So again, if you want to check Bill out, he is themysticman.com. And thanks again, Bill, for being here today. Okay, I really wanted to talk to Keith, talk about Heath Ledger. I, first of all, as I said before, my heart goes out to his family and his loved ones and his friends, those people that were close to him, because it's a tough thing when somebody dies at 28 years old. That's too young to go, you know. At the same time, when I look at his cards, I see that, you know, he's got, and for those people, those of you that are out there who are card students, and I'm looking at his yearly cycle, I'm looking at his three-month cycle, his seasonal cycle, and his lunar cycle. I'm also looking at his seven-year cycle and his four-year cycle. And there are a lot of indications of, you know, why this happened. Hello, we have a caller.
Hi, Sharon. It's Emily.
Who is it?
Emily.
Who?
Emily.
Emily. Hi, Emily. What's up? How are you today?
I'm good. I have the flu, but I'm good.
Uh-huh.
I was calling because I've felt a lot of changes recently.
Uh-huh.
Within myself, a lot of really good changes.
Uh-huh.
I feel like this year is going to be a really huge year for personal growth and I've just had a lot of really exciting and interesting experiences already, and I was wondering, as far as this coming up year, what that looks like for me as far as...
When is your birthday?
February 20th.
February 20th. And what's your age going to be?
I'm going to be 27 next month.
27, magic number. So you are the Five of Diamonds. You already knew that. 27, you're probably, just as Bill and I was talking about earlier, you're feeling those changes coming in.
Intensely.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I was able to meet somebody, fall madly in love with them, and be able to walk away from the situation and let him go so that he can heal from his divorce and be okay. Whereas last year, there's
no way.
Yeah,
you don't want to get involved with somebody who's not divorced.
Yeah, he's not ready.
When did you meet him?
I met him the day after Thanksgiving.
Okay. So...
We're great friends, though. So.
Well, that's good. That's a good thing to be. It's not good to get involved with men, or women, for that matter, if you're... So you little Pisces, Five of Diamonds, Jack of Diamonds, turning 27... Four of Hearts, Two of Diamonds. Well, I can tell you off the bat that home is going to be very important for you. You're probably going to be dreaming about relationship, but that's nothing new. You do have the Two of Hearts right in your face after you have your birthday. However, I would be really careful with relationship. I think it's a time for you to focus on your career or education, creating a home for yourself and your baby, and those things that are going on right now. Because you don't have a lot of clarity around men right now. When you turn 28, that's a different story altogether. So, you know, if you could stay on track, it would be a really good thing to, and I know you don't want to hear that, mm-hmm. and it doesn't mean you can't date people and be with them, but this is a really, you're right at the end of a 7-year cycle at 27. It's the last year of a 7-year cycle that you entered at 21. And relationship has been about self-learning. So when you try to take a relationship and make it some long-term thing, it doesn't always work when this period of time has been about learning in your relationship. You understand?
Yeah, it makes a lot of sense. Actually, right now I'm trying to focus on going back to work full-time and moving out.
See, when you turn 28, it's going to be a different story altogether. So what you really ought to be doing is really working on your own self-discipline and clarity. And, you know, because if you're drawing the wrong person to you, there's something that needs to shift inside of you.
I've actually been reading all these books. I mean, just Love and Law, and I mean, just a lot of different things to have better insight. And I don't date at all, and when I met Thomas, it just kind of happened, and we had this unbelievable connection, and it was hard for him because he's married for 11 years, has 2 daughters.
Okay, so this is about you. It's not about him.
Right.
It's about you knowing how to make really clear choices.
Right.
I have amazing connections with a lot of people. And if I got involved with every one of them, you know, I wouldn't be doing anything else. That's all
right.
I'd be doing. And it's like you're in a place right now with your cards where it's really important for you to focus on your own self-mastery, your own self-discipline.
That makes
so
sense.
I would suggest you focus there. You can date people and, you know, have a good time with them, but you have a card coming up when you're 27 that tells me you may not see people for who they really are, and you don't want to keep repeating the same patterns. So the way you change the pattern is you change what's causing that pattern that's inside your own subconscious.
Okay.
Okay? But for your work and going to the next level with what you're doing with yourself in that way,
mm-hmm.
you have really powerful cards. So I would spend this time between now and your birthday really dreaming about what you want to create.
Okay.
Because I think you're going to create a home for yourself, and that's what I would focus on.
Okay.
You don't have any place for a man to fit into until you need your own home.
Right.
You need your own, you know, solid self, and then you draw the right person to you.
Okay.
Okay, sweetheart?
Thank you.
Thank you for calling in.
Thanks.
Lots of love.
You too.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.
So the number, people, is 877-876-5227. If this is the first time you're listening to my show, this is the Mystic Oracle. I'm Sharon Jeffers. I work with a system that I call the Mystic Science of the Cards. And I have a book I've written called Cards of Destiny. You can get it in English and Japanese. Although, unless you have a Japanese friend, you're probably not going to do that. This system reveals that the card deck, the regular deck of 52 playing cards, is not so regular. It was originally used as a calendar. And because of that, each day of the year is associated with a card, and you were born on one of those days, and your birthday is governed by a card which gives you a life path that reveals your destiny and where you are in time as you move through it. It's an incredibly accurate system, and I suggest that you check it out. You can read about the cards on my website, starofthemagi.com. Okay, hi, caller. Who's this?
Hi, Sharon. This is Susan.
Susan, who?
Susan.
Don't tell me your last name.
I'm calling from Vancouver. I was blown away to hear Bill Bradshaw on... I know his work very well. He's done a feng shui and astrological analysis and some years back, and I lost touch with him and recommended him to many people, and he's...
Oh, great.
Very gifted. It was a pleasure, and what you two were discussing was right on.
That's great.
My life is just, things are just exploding at phenomenal rates in terms of old systems or belief systems and structures, and... It's a bit of a scary time.
Uh-huh. What's your birthday?
It's November 28th.
November 28th. And what's your present age?
50.
So you're the Five of Hearts. Did you know that?
No, I did not.
Uh-huh. Well, you are the Five of Hearts. This is, you're a heart. You love people. Have you been on my website?
Not yet, but I sure plan to go on it.
You can go on and read about your cards. You're the Five of Hearts, Seven of Clubs, very powerful combination of cards. At age 50, let's see what's going on. You have the Queen of Diamonds in your house and the Ten of Spades. So that Ten of Spades is going to catapult you. This is a card of spiritual and material accomplishment. And it's actually Bill's card. He's the Ten of Spades, so... Since his card is sitting in your house, I'm not surprised that he's showing up in your life today again.
Hmm.
Let's see what else is going on. And I'm in your cards also. Okay, so that's probably why we're on the phone today. So you've been sitting in a position since your birthday. You've been sitting in a Three of Hearts house. This is a double Mercury position, so a lot of things changing, happening really fast. Things not lasting, come and go. A lot of movement in that way. Also, this card can make you really uncertain when it comes to relationship. mm-hmm. can make you think yes, no, maybe, I'm not sure. It can have you thinking, I don't want to lose what I have, but I want something different. It can also make you think differently about having a new home or relationship as well. You've got very powerful Saturn cards. Wow, look at this. You've got the King of Diamonds and Saturn with the Two of Clubs sitting in the King of Diamonds house. And this means that your learning has to do with you communicating clearly, first with yourself, owning your power as fully and completely as possible, and communicating who you are, actually learning how to communicate who you are in a new way. Does this make sense to you?
Oh, yes, indeed.
Yes. Yes. So this is profoundly going on for you right now. By the mm-hmm. end of this year, age 50, you're going to be changing. You're going to have changed, excuse me, the way you communicate, the way you present yourself, the way you think. All of this is going through transformation. You've got some really powerful influences that say, people are your greatest resource and bring you the most wonderful support this year.
Hmm.
Being in social situations, gathering with other people. Do you do any kind of work with children?
No, not yet. But
you're thinking about it?
Yes, I am.
Okay, because this is really profound for you.
Hmm.
So this whole year is about you stepping into a new relationship with yourself. And really letting your unique self, which some of which has been hiding inside, come out and show itself to everyone else. Make sense?
Oh, yeah, it does. It's right on.
So
it's
in a nutshell, that's an overview of what's going on for you. So the coming and going and shifting of things happening really fast, this is a year-long thing. You've got strong influences of Mercury and Uranus both. So lots of changes, past stuff going, gone. New things showing up. And it's just a matter of you looking forward and holding your arms open, your heart open, keeping your mind open, and allowing yourself to be transformed, because that's what's going on.
Thank you for that. I will put that affirmation on my vision board.
You are very welcome. It's
okay.
My pleasure.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for calling in, Susan.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye. Okay, everybody. Fun. Having fun. Let me look at the clock so I don't go over. We've got 10 minutes. So, the call-in number is 877-876-5227. If you do not know about what I'm talking about here, look at my website. I talk about the cards. My website is starofthemagi.com. You can read about the cards. You can look up your birthday. You can sign up for my card of the day there. It's free. I mail it out to you. You get the card of the day in the internet. You can check out my book, which is very cool. It's a beautiful book. It has all the birthday delineations in it, plus it tells you your spirit card. And I have another website that does compatibility reports for relationships. You put in your birthday and somebody else's month and day, and you get a relationship compatibility report that includes the four pillars of strength, which are the four things the relationship needs the most to thrive. That website is itsallinthecards.com, and you can just access that from starofthemagi.com. So, I was focusing on Heath. I keep wanting to call him Keith. Heath Ledger and his death. Oh, you know what? Somebody wanted me to talk about, and I just want to say that, you know, I see his death as a huge initiation for all of us. I mean, he could have accomplished anything he wanted to forever. And he chose to make this initiation a really big one for himself. And with the Jack of Hearts showing all over in his cards, it tells me that, you know, on the bigger scale of things, as Bill and I were talking about earlier, you know, this is like a Christ-type death. He was really doing this to touch the lives of many, many people very deeply. So this card showed up with my son when he died as well. He had the Nine of Spades in Mars, which is car accident, death, can be. And he had the Six of Spades as his final outcome card for the year, which is destiny, and the Hand of Fate reaching in. And then he had the Jack of Hearts showing up as well, which is, and, you know, I got calls from people after he died. He died 10 years ago, my beloved Spencer. I love you and I miss you all the time. I got calls from people that had never met him. And they told me how impactful his death was in their life. And they had never even met him. So here's somebody who, Heath Ledger, who is known by millions of people all over the world. So we know that this death is impacting a lot of people, and we bless him on his journey and bless his family as they go through their journey with his departure. A few people actually have asked me to talk about Ron Paul, because I talked a few weeks ago about the presidential candidates, and I put something on my blog, and I really need to get in and do a little more blogging. I forget that's even there most of the time. And I wanted to talk about Ron Paul. I have to remember, I know he is a Six of Clubs. Now, let me tell you something. The Six of Clubs is really, that's the card of the messenger, okay? I'm going to spend the rest of my time talking about this guy because I've only got, like, 7 minutes. So, August 20th. Okay, so he is the Six of Clubs, and August 20th would be a Leo Six of Clubs. So here we've got somebody that's the messenger. Okay, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. He's got a heart. Let me tell you something about the Six of Clubs. Unlike the Nine of Diamonds, who has been our president for 7 years now, he has a false sense of entitlement, the president does. And he has no awareness of how to use money. And this is so obvious. I mean, it's beyond historic proportions, the deficit of this country, okay? And the false sense of entitlement leads to dictatorship. I'll tell you who else has those same exact cards. And I'm not saying this to offend anybody, but it's Barack Obama. He has the same exact two life paths as George Bush. And I can see the dictatorship in him, and I personally don't want another dictator to be my president. I just don't. And I'd love to have a black man as president, and if he was any other birthday, I'd be right in there rooting for him. But it ain't happening for me, because I know something, and I see something underneath, and I see it. And so this is not to blast him or anything. It's just, to me, if you got a system that's going to reveal to you who people are and how they're going to be in a position of power, you need to look at it. Ron Paul is the messenger. Now, I didn't even know who Ron Paul was, okay? So it's not like I'm on the podium for Ron Paul. However, the guy is brilliant when it comes to money, business, how to make things work, how to bring things into balance. And he sticks to his guns. He's not going to listen to anybody else. Nobody else is going to push him around. And it's not the same as being in the role of a dictator, okay? It's not about dictatorship. It's about balance. He is all about balance. And he knows how to make money grow. He knows how to make money work. This guy wants to get rid of the IRS. When I heard that, I thought, okay, where do I sign up? Because that's not a legal organization anyway. It's not a federal organization. And so, you know, I have to say, for those of you who are Ron Paul enthusiasts, this is for you. He's an amazing guy. He would make an amazing president. How old is this man? 1935. So in 08, he would be 73 years old. He really seems young for his age. When he's 73, let's just take a look at his cards. He's got cards that make him highly creative with finances, highly creative with his thinking, and really thinking outside of the box in dynamic ways. He's sitting in the house of, you know, I think a lot of people are going to want to vote for him, and I don't know if it's going to be enough. He's got a little going back and forth there with the country. It's too bad, because he'd probably be a good president. Hillary Clinton would also be a good president. She's the Nine of Hearts, King of Clubs. I think I mentioned that before. That King of Clubs is really powerful for rulership in a good way, and she's got the heart in front of it that keeps her on track, hopefully. But I wanted to talk about Ron Paul for all of you that support him because, you know, he's a good guy. And he would, you know what I would love to see? I would love to see a dual party president and vice president. I think it would be so great. And I know there are times in the distant past when that happened. And I think it would be really cool to have like a Democratic president and a Republican vice president and get just the both, the good goodness out of both of them. You know what I mean? I think it's time for us to unite. What would really be great is if the parties all just disappeared, but that's not going to happen. So next best thing might be that. I don't know. That's just my thinking. And so again, if you're an Obama follower, you know, I totally support you in supporting who you're supporting. I have no judgments about this. I think that people have their own political views for a reason, and I think they're really important. I think more than ever in history that at this time we need to be really responsible about learning all we can about everybody. So that we make really good choices and we all get out and make a difference, because this country needs to be turned around, and it actually does need to become America. And the thing I like about Ron Paul when I read up on him and listened to him is the fact that, you know, it's really important for him to stop taking care of everybody and make people become more responsible for their lives, and I am totally in agreement with that, because the more we all do that and the more we empower people to do that, then the more everybody's going to be empowered to do that. So that's all I have to say about that. I want to thank you all for listening today. I really appreciate you being out there. I welcome your comments, your suggestions, and I absolutely, you know, invite you to check out the system and how it can serve you in your life, okay? I wish you all the greatest week ever, and my blessings to everybody. Bye.